with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, hey.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 8:18.
I'm doing this tonight.
Feels good. Probably gonna start up. Feels real good.
Thanks, over there.
Oh, sorry.
What?
You got a wife dropping cans everywhere.
You tell her to knock it off. We're trying to do a morning show here, for God's sake.
We're trying to do a serious show.
Can't have you walking around with your cans out.
With your cans out, right?
All right, she's good.
She done?
All right, now we can talk about perverted things.
All right, perfect. Good. She gone? She's upstairs. She leave? Did the wife leave? Anyway. Folks, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter, let's keep her moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? They're also up. What?
She's going to Colorado here coming up in the day. So you can have sleepovers over here, man. Wife's gone.
Oh, we ain't going to be sleeping, buddy. Anyway, that's weird. It's a weird thing to say.
Playing Nintendo? Is that what you
That's
mean?
What I meant. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You can use my joystick.
God, dude. For God's sake, you got to turn everything sexual, don't you?
Anyway, I digress. We got to keep her moving here. A 29-year-old guy named Justin Lawrenson showed up drunk at a woman's house in Castleberry, Florida on Saturday and asked for her help. Why? Because his grandma kicked him out. Hold on, it gets better. It gets better. The woman didn't want to invite him inside, obviously, so she offered to give him $100 for a hotel. And he threatened to set her house on fire. All right?
Yeah, dude, come on.
Wait. Gets worse. She called the police. He drove off. The cops found him sinking into a pond. He was speeding away, hit another car, lost control, wound up going into a retention pond.
Oh, dude.
When he swam back to shore, he was arrested. He's being charged with hit and run, driving under the influence, and reckless driving.
And getting kicked out of his house by grandma.
I mean, for God's sakes, dude.
No wonder grandma didn't want him around.
Yeah. Sounds like a real jerk.
You know? You get out of my house. I'm tired of you living
and paying for your...
Me and your grandpa are trying to get freaky on the couch, and you're always around. You get out.
Slap some other person.
Well, then, like, he makes it worse. He goes over to some random stranger's house like, hey, my grandma kicked me out. Can you help me? Okay, well, you're a weird dude. So, look, here's the fact that the lady even offered him $100 for a hotel. He's like, all right.
Which is, she probably did it because she felt like if I give him $100, he'll leave.
You know? I'm going to set your house on fire, lady. Yeah.
God.
And then ends up in a pod. God, just leave him in jail. Obviously, he doesn't have a place to stay.
Could have just taken the $100, you know?
Yeah, yeah. His day could have gone so much differently if he just would have said, wow, thank you, kind stranger, for the $100. You have a blessed day. Yeah. I'm going to go now. Instead of yelling, I'm going to set your house on fire and then driving into a pond.
Make these stories up, man. No. You really can't. It's just, and where'd this take place?
Florida, of course. Where else? Florida. Are you kidding me? All right. Well, there you go. That's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.